FM. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSPT in somewhat springy-like Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It's Thursday here in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with representatives from Bonner General Health. Joining us this time around is BGH Volunteer Coordinator Aurora Clark, as well as Healing Garden Guru Volunteer Sally Lowry. And they have a garden cleanup event this Saturday. We'll learn more about that. And I think Kristen Carlson may be joining them today as well. Just put her on the spot. And telling us about all about the Healing Garden at Bonner General Health. And then in our second segment, speaking of gardening, it's just about that time of year again. And so it's time to talk about the Flower Farm. It's an independently owned greenhouse located in the Selle Valley. And John Carlin will be with us to tell us what's happening at the Flower Farm these days. And then in our final segment, it's also time to be talking about the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. Yeah. And our good friend Quinette Tarbert will join us once again this year to give us all the details on that. But first, looking for something to do today, this afternoon. Well, there's a 12-hour produce sale going on at the Sandpoint Super One right now. But I suggest you hold off a few hours and come and join Jeff McLean from K102 and from our news desk here at Blue Sky Broadcasting. He'll be joining me out there. We'll be out there from 3 to 6, and there's $1 hot dogs and pop, and there's produce set outside because it's not raining. It's a nice springy day. And an Nkasi happy hour truck will be there from 4 to 6 handing out not their Nkasi beer, per se. They might have the beer, but I know for sure they have a new line of canned cocktails, and they'll be handing out free samples, of course, to you 21 and older. And Jeff will have all kinds of K102 swag. You could be the first one on your block to get a new K102 t-shirt, just hot off the press as of last night. I haven't even seen them yet. Look forward to that. He's also got a pair of Eric Church tickets to give away today. So come by and enter for that. That's at Sandpoint Super One over there on Larch and Boyer. That'll be happening from 3 until 6 this afternoon. What else is happening? Well, it's just about Easter time, about a week and a couple of days away. And this Sunday, the week before Easter, is it Palm Sunday? I think so. Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church here in Sandpoint, 1900 Pine Street, right across the street from the YMCA, will be having their third annual egg hunt. It's called Eggstravaganza. It's happening Sunday. There'll be different categories for different ages, from toddler through 12-year-olds. It'll happen rain, snow, or shine at 11 a.m. sharp on this Sunday. Now, next week, there's Easter egg hunts all over the place. But this Sunday, this is the only one I know of for this week. So check out Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Sandpoint. Also going on these days, Nicole Black, good friend of ours, is the artist of the month for, it is at Pondere Winery. She'll be featured this evening. Let's see, what is that timing here? 4 to 6 at Pondere Winery, and she is a very talented artist, so check that out. There's a cornhole this evening at 6 at McDuff's Beer Hall. Anybody is welcome for that. Friday at Pondere Winery, the Scott Reed Trio will be playing. Saturday at the winery, two of my favorites, Doug and Marty, Doug Bond and Marty Perrin, playing at the Winery from 5 until 8. And then, oh, it's closing weekend at Schweitzer. Sunday's the last day. Man, that ski season just flew by. And so check that out this weekend. Of course, get your lift tickets at Schweitzer.com. We'll be checking out the folks from Bonner General Health. We'll be talking about the Healing Garden and more on here on North Idaho Thursday. So stick around.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing in to Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. Dole bananas, just 48 cents a pound. Washington-grown Cosmic Crisp apples, 68 cents a pound. Whole sweet cantaloupe, 48 cents a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale, this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
People are asking about North Point Trenchless. How are they doing it? Replacing water and sewer lines like they were hardly there. No incisions to yards, no demolition of trees or landscaping. From inside the crawl space or under the house, North Point Trenchless is getting it done and people are loving it. Check it out on Facebook or call 208-304-5712. Get a free sewer pipe camera inspection and free estimate. Call 208-304-5712. North Point Trenchless, 208-304-5712.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and we are our monthly segment with the Bonner General Health, and we have the volunteer coordinator, Aurora Clark, with us, and she brought along one of her Healing Garden Guru volunteers, Sally Lowry. Ladies, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Now, you have Kristen Carlson here, who's kind of in charge of this type of thing. Is she going to speak today?
We'll see. I'm here for moral support.
And if that voice sounds familiar, she was a chamber chatter for a few years.
Yes,
right,
I was
here on these stations. Anyway, Aurora, tell us about volunteering at BGH and in particular the Healing Garden, like how long it's been around, why was it started, and things like that.
Okay, well, it was actually started by the former CEO of Bonner General Hospital, Gene Tent. And he believed that in addition to medical healing, there needed to be spiritual healing. And at the same time, the head of hospice, had come to him and said that people in grief needed a place to go. So the two of them came up with the idea of the Healing Garden. And it was at that same time when the hospital had been donated a beautiful piece of property by the Brown family. Mm-hmm. And so Dr. Tent set aside 2.7 acres along Sand Creek just to start the Healing Garden. But the understanding was that it had to be totally paid for and by donations and mm-hmm. totally maintained by volunteers. So at that time, which was in the early 2000s, the whole community came together and they all designed this beautiful layout for the garden. It has a chapel and a fountain and a tea house that is covered and overlooks Sand Creek and winding pathways and a children's garden. In order, when they got started with this, however, they had absolutely no money. They hadn't raised any. So the hospital lent them, and I'm not sure how much money that was in the beginning, but lent them money to get started with the understanding that every cent had to be paid back before they could start the children's garden.
Gotcha.
So, again, this community was so amazing on what they built and conceived in that gorgeous piece of property.
Yeah, it's an incredible community that just so giving and giving.
It is. It's so exciting. And so, anyhow, they managed to pay it all back, and the children's garden was started. From what I can find, it was dedicated around 2008, and which wasn't very long after it was dedicated. Mm-hmm. And then there was a beautiful, there's a memorial wall for adults as you enter the hospital or the Healing Garden. But there's also a beautiful metal tree in the children's area that has leaves that are heart-shaped with the children who are in heaven with mm-hmm. their names on it.
That's great.
And
very good. That's Sally Lowry just giving us the whole history of the garden there. And Aurora, how do you guys, now that we know that it's there and it's been dedicated and all of that, very well said, by the way, how do you guys maintain it and who pays for that and where's it at now?
So the garden itself is completely maintained by volunteers. And then it's funded through different fundraisers we have throughout the year. So we actually have a fundraiser coming up the last weekend of May. It's the Spring in the Garden event. And Helen Tapp really helps with that. And the Community Assistance League does as well. So during that event, there's live music, art, kids' activities, some really great stuff for the community members to come and visit us.
Great. So is that you guys get money from the state or anything like that? Or how does this all work?
No, it's all donation-based.
All donation-based?
Yes.
And how do people make those donations? Kristen,
Well, you can write a check to Bonner General Health and in the memo put the Healing Garden, but there's also a donation box in the Healing Garden.
Gotcha.
That actually gets a surprising amount of cash check donations. So you can just drop it in the little box at the Healing Garden that way or send it into the hospital.
Very good. Thank you. And do you guys have an event this weekend?
We do. So we actually have our winter cleanup. So community members can come out anytime between 10 and 2 p.m. this weekend and help get the garden ready for spring planting.
So when you're talking about the event in the last weekend in May, and you can get your own little spot in the Healing Garden that you kind of are responsible for maintaining. Is that correct?
You can sign up for volunteering in the garden during our events. And we're looking for different community members to kind of adopt a spot in the garden and,
gotcha.
And volunteer to take care of that individual area.
So by taking care of it, what is that? I mean, if say I did it, would I have to come out and weed it or prune it.
Correct.
Or...
Yes.
Exactly. Well, the head of that area is Mary Ann Jeffers. Mm-hmm. And Mary Ann has actually been with the Healing Garden for over 14 years. And she is the chief volunteer and especially takes care of the volunteers. So once you come, she will tell you, give you an assignment of whether you need watering or pruning or deadheading or mulching or planting flowers or cleaning the sidewalks or cleaning the buildings. I mean, she helps decide for the volunteers where their best use is and what the best need is at that moment. And as Aurora was saying, volunteers are very difficult to get. I mean, it is a major problem consistently. And so she came up with this idea that if they had their own little spot in the garden to be responsible for, then they may be more willing to come once a week and really take care of it. So that's what we're looking for now, are volunteers from like schools or churches or organizations or friends or anybody that want to come as a group and would be happier to come as a group and then also feel the responsibility that this is what I did.
And I was just thinking it might be ideal for people who are, say, in a condo or an apartment these days who would love to garden but don't really have a garden of their own. This is some place to get that fix and to help out the Healing Garden, which helps out people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Aurora, you're in charge of all the volunteers. How can somebody become one? And besides the Healing Garden, are there other needs right now as well?
Yes. There's actually several ways to volunteer. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can volunteer through the Healing Garden, of course, or we have our volunteer council. We also have a hospice volunteer organization, and we have a junior volunteer organization for teenagers from 14 to 18 as well.
And is there a place on the website that you can get this information?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a volunteer opportunity section on our website, or you can reach out to me directly at 208-265-1159.
208-265-1159, and it's bonnergeneral.org? Mm-hmm. .org or .org, as Ricky would say. I don't know why she's so weird about that. She always corrects me. You can't say org on the
Most
radio.
People know org, but I like her clarity of that.
Anyway, so there's a number of things you can do to volunteer. Now, the Healing Garden, for anybody who's not familiar with where it is, it's behind... Well, it's next to the hospital.
It's north of the hospital.
North of the original building of the hospital and where the Browns family compound used to be a long time ago for you old timers.
Yep.
And you have that whole couple of acres?
Right. All of that.
You know,
the Healing Garden is not. The hospital has it.
Okay.
So the hospital has recently built a parking lot on that property. The hospital... The doctor's building is mm-hmm. on that property. Mm-hmm. But the Healing Garden has 2.7 acres of the land. And don't go beyond that.
So it's right behind, just north of Bonner General, the original hospital is a doctor's office. It's like three stories, I think.
Right, yeah.
Called the Pine Grove Building.
Pine Grove Building, very good. And there's a little parking lot there, and then there's a Healing Garden right there. And it's open to the public anytime.
We've really preferred dawn to dusk because at nighttime, some people can get into mischief. So we officially have it open dawn to dusk from April through October.
And very good. And again, Aurora, to donate or to volunteer, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can either go to our website at bonnergeneral.org, or you can reach out to me directly at 208-265-1159.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. Sally, you did great. We have to have you back on the program more often.
Thank you so much.
I love talkative people. And it's great what you guys all do for the Healing Garden and for the community in general. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Good to see you. We are going to